Whoa, hey there, hi there, ho there, it is the Carell Cast. I am Carell, so very glad you are joining me. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel the anger rising? I can. Oh, the anger is rising, 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 child. I'm seeing it in editorials in the LA Times. I'm seeing it in editorials at the San Francisco Chronicle. I am seeing it everywhere. People that are vaccinated, that have followed the rules, they don't want to be staying up inside anymore, okay? They're done with it. And now the maskless morons are the ones that are making it so they can't go outside. And I'm telling you right now, people are getting angry. Now, over in France, they have already started a vaccine sort of passporty thing where you cannot go into any place that holds 50 or more people if you don't show proof of vaccination. Period. No art galleries, no cafes, no restaurants, no nothing. If it holds more than 50 people, if you don't show that you're vaccinated, get out. Don't bother coming. Okay? And I wish we had the moral fortitude of Macron. I really do, because we need to do that. We need to say, you know what? If you know that what's happening behind me here, live in Las Vegas, or not live, last night it was live. What's happening behind me there with the maskless morons, that picture was snapped, is not going to happen in France, because in France, they're like, no. Now, why the casinos have not said, if you're coming to the casino and you're going to come inside the casino, you have to be vaccinated. Okay, everyone keeps screaming about their rights. Okay, let's be clear. Mankind has always granted rights to other mankind. Okay. There's always been some form of society, and that society has had its rules, what you could and could not do. Those are your rights. Okay? So there's never been this free-for-all where you can just do anything you want anytime you want. Otherwise, I have the right to drive drunk. I have the right to go to a bar and pay money, my money, and they accept it and they give me the booze. I have the right to get myself home. I've got to get home. There's no law against selling booze. There's no law against drinking booze. Why should there be a law against driving while on booze? That makes no sense to me. You're going to sell me the booze. You're going to, you know, advertise the booze, act like booze is really great. And then you're going to tell me I can't drive a car on it. That's my right. It's my right to get home. See what I'm saying? You ain't got the right. You might have the right to party, but you ain't got the right to do everything in society, okay? So given that you do not have the right to do it all, we have always made rules. And there is nothing wrong during a pandemic in saying, guess what? We have a way to curb the transmission of this. It's called a vaccine. And if you want to come into this business or any place where there's a gathering of public people, you got to be vaccinated. And do you know what we should do to businesses that say they don't have to, that they don't want to do that? We should sue them if someone gets COVID there for the money that it's going to cost us. Now, see, the other day I did a show, Aren't You Sick of Stupid? Are you just sick of stupid? And it appears that there is a growing trend of people being sick of stupid. It appears from everything I'm reading that we are getting tired of indulging the Trumpers, the maggots, so much so that you got Fox News now arguing amongst themselves, Hannity saying go get vaccinated, Tucker preaching the skepticism there. But still, even they're turning a tide. And so I think they're doing it financially. It's purely financial. They realize that either A, their base is going to die, and therefore they won't have any base to broadcast to, or B, they're going to get sued by people for spreading vaccine misinformation. Because now there's a news story in Newsweek about people begging for the vaccine as they're about to be put on a ventilator. So they go to the hospital sick. And of course, all of a sudden, all this scary COVID stuff starts happening. You're isolated. You're taken away from your family. And you're about to have a tube shoved down your throat. And suddenly, you're, no, give me the vaccine. And the doctors have to tell them it's too late. The vaccine doesn't work once you are infected. And they're remorseful and they're saying, well, I would have taken it. I would have. Yep. It's because you're stupid. Because you. And the healthcare workers said, look, I don't want to feel sorry for them, but when you're face to face with someone in tears that's begging you for the vaccine because they don't want to go on a ventilator, you know, your compassion kicks in. I said, that's why I ain't a nurse, because mine wouldn't. I'd say, well, you did it to yourself. Gasp for air if you want. I wouldn't. I would take care of them. I would help them. I would try to calm them down. I would hope for the best for them. But in my brain, I'd be going, well, you did it to your damn self. It's like a dog. You love your dog. But sometimes your dog does something and it ends up getting hurt a little bit. A yikes or whatever. And you're like, well, you did it to yourself. You know, you had nothing to do with its mouth, with whatever happened to it. You're like, you feel sorry for it. You take care of it, whatever. But it did it to its damn self. So these people have done this to them damn selves. And now anger is growing against them. Editorial in San Francisco Chronicle, New York Times, LA Times. All different editorials saying, I'm mad. I'm mad that now I've got to wear a mask. Now I have to go back down on lockdown. Honey, lockdown, if you're not going back on lockdown, you're not paying attention. Fauci today said, well, yeah, if you're doubly vaccinated, I would still probably wear a mask indoors now. Oh, yeah. Today, Westworld shut down for COVID. American Horror Story shut down for COVID. Bridgerton shut down production for COVID. All of these things that were getting back going, and now they have daily COVID testing on the set. People are popping up positive. Nancy Pelosi, AIDS, positive for COVID. It's back inside the White House. How? Texas Democrats brought it. And they were doubly vaccinated. You can get it. You can get it again. You can get it if you've had COVID. So because the non-vaccinated, see, the vaccinated can spread it to the vaccinated and the non-vaccinated. But if you're vaccinated, you're probably not going to go into the hospital. 99% chance you're not going to go in the hospital. So you will survive it. You will live through it. So that's why vaccinated people can gather. If you do get it, if one of you does give it to one another, it's not going to run through you guys and kill you. You may get sick. You may get a horrible headache, sneezing. They're saying sneezing and headache are two of the new causes or two of the new symptoms. Lambda variant is now being seen in Texas, here in Vegas. Delta variant's now 83% of transmissions. People, it's back. If you're not acting like you were 6 months ago, you know, my friend Daniel Amspa, he texted me today. He goes, my work is back to a mask mandate, so they're having us work at home again, and I couldn't be happier. He's actually enjoying going back to lockdown. And a lot of you probably will enjoy going back to lockdown because, quite frankly, you don't like the big bad world out there now, that what it is. You don't like it. I don't blame you. I don't like it either. We tried to get back to the world the way it was, and COVID wasn't having it. And now the signs are everywhere. And it's funny because, like, Canada's saying vaccinated Americans can come in now, and America's saying no travel internationally. You can't go to Canada or Mexico right now unless it's a must. Ireland's opening back up, saying come back. And now Delta. I'm telling you right now, this time we're going to lead the way. Europe led the way before in the trend. Whatever happened in Europe then happened here about 4 weeks later. Now we're going to lead the way. Because we're the model for what happens when only half. See, in Europe, more than half of them are vaccinated. They're at like 75%. They're beating us now. Yes, smaller, less people, but they're not fighting politics. And now their leaders, Merkel, Macron, they're not tolerating these anti-vaxxers. They're like, no. We'll just make it impossible for you to do anything. You cannot get the vaccine. That's your quote right. And how come you know, it's really got to make women really angry. And women, are you, maybe you're more adult than I am, and so you're just sitting back going, ha ha ha. But they're making it nearly impossible for a woman to get an abortion. They're exercising their control over her body, but then they want total control over their body. They don't want any government agency telling them they've got to get a shot. But they want to tell a woman she can't have a medical procedure. This is the absurdity of America as it is today. This is it. This is behind me. This is where we are. And if you're not scared of that, if you're not looking around going, oh my God, you know, what should I be doing? Then you're not paying attention. So A, you should be planning for another 6 to 12 months of restrictive behavior. Masks, being around only vaccinated people. And yes, we should get ready for businesses having some sort of electronic way on your phone to tell if you are vaccinated, scanning it at the front door. Walmart, Target, they're going to start. You wait, they're going to start. Because this ain't going to go away, and that's their demo. Walmart, Target, 99 cent store, who's shopping there? Well, me and the maggots. When I go there, you see them in their Trump shirts. You see them with their flags on their trucks. Oh, my God. Can I just divulge or diverge or go away from my rant for a moment? I was where was I going yesterday? I was going somewhere yesterday on the scooter with Ember. You know, Ember rides in her Karukian dog bag and creates havoc, meaning people just everywhere stop to look at her. And we were on Sahara. Oh, that's where we were going to eat. No, we were going to Customistic to get the Dorian napkins that cover the Dorian Awards printed. We had already eaten at No Butcher. We had a Greek salad with vegan gyro meat. Mmm, it's good. I love No Butcher. It's here in Las Vegas. It's a butchery that's vegan, a vegan butchery. So there's vegan antipasta and vegan, salami and cold cuts and pepperoni and vegan pulled pork and all of it. It's so good. It's called No Butcher. I would franchise them if I had the money. So we were on our way down Sahara, and in Las Vegas here, Sahara is where you see all the used cars, right? Or the new cars. And we were going by the car lots, and there were used trucks out front, a Ram and a Tundra and a few others. And they're relatively new, 2020, 2019, 2018. They were $40,000 and more. For a used truck. 40 plus, some were 48, 51 for a truck. 51, that used to be a house. $51,000. So I thought, well, those have to be, so now I'm paying attention, right? So then we pass and we get to the Honda and the Toyota dealers. And I said, oh, well, here's where the affordable car, wrong. There were, and Hyundai the same way. Used Kias and used Hyundais, $15,000, $17,000, $22,000. These are used Hyundais and Kias. And as for Hondas and Toyotas, used $20,000, $25,000, $15,000, $18,000, $20,000. Used cars. New cars? I nearly fell off my motorcycle. Oh, if y'all could see Ember right now, she is outside on the patio. I can't, there's no camera that I can take with me to show you. She's out there on the patio, and she's laying in her dog bed in the heat. It's 107. No, it's 97 now. And she's on her back, and all four legs are up in the air, and she's just living the life. She is just content. A dog will only lay on its back like that. It's completely vulnerable at that point. It will only lay on its back when it feels completely content. Thank you, universe. Thank you for that vision right there that I'm seeing, for that beauty. Thank you, universe, for her loving me. Thank you, universe, for her being there for me every day. Thank you, universe. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, universe, that I don't need a car, that I have a motor scooter. I want a car. I'm looking for a Kia Soul. I think I like those. And even a used one, $17,000. And I'm not paying that for a previously owned car. So I'm just not getting one. A car, period. I need a used car. I do. And I don't want it to be more than 5 years old. And they're all $15,000, $20,000. An Xterra, which they haven't made since like 2015. A used Xterra, 6 years old. 2015 Xterra, $23,000. 6 years old. 70, 80,000 miles on it. 23, 24, 25. No. See, this, I stopped the COVID rant because of math, but it's the same thing. It's the math of America. We're not safe with only half of the population vaccinated, and the other half, right, Ms. M, doesn't want to get vaccinated. And now the people that told them not to get vaccinated are trying to play makeup. The Hannitys, the McConnells, and all of them. And that's not going to work. It might work for maybe 10 or 20% of them, but that's still only going to leave us at like 60 or 70% vaccinated. We've got to get to 80 or 85% vaccinated or we're all in danger. Now, how we do that without making it mandatory is we make it so they can't go anywhere. What do we do about cars? I don't know. There needs to be, you know, in India, the Indian government gave a car company a challenge and said, we will give you X amount of dollars to help subsidize the building of a car if that car will hold 3 people minimal, get X amount of dollars or miles per gallon, and be under the equivalent of $10,000 US. So they did it. And it was named after the man that did it. And I'm blanking on his name now, not Tesla. I see that name came to my mind because it's been in the news. But it's a single name car like the BB or something like that. It's not the BB, but that it's a single name car, the Tutu. I think it's called the Tutu. I really do. And it's $9,000 or less. Seats 3 people, gets almost 80 miles to the gallon of gas. And it came to be because this entrepreneur said he already made cars. He said, okay, we'll come up with one that we can do for under $10,000, holds 3 people, has heater, air conditioner, you know, has the basics, is safe, meets all safety standards. The car ended up starting at like $3,500. In China right now, you can buy a hybrid car for $5,000, an electric car for $7,000, and you can buy an electric SUV for $10,000 American dollars right now from General Motors in China. The same equivalent in this country is $50,000. Now, how can General Motors sell a car with a profit in China at $10,000 that they have to sell for $50,000 here? It's called the raping of America. That's what it's called. And so we have billionaires shooting themselves into joy rides in space, literally creating their own Disneyland ride to the tune of hundreds of millions, possibly billions when you add it all up for the 3 of them, of dollars. And yet in America, we are spending a year's worth of salary on a car. The media, what is it? Alexa, what is the median income in the United States of America? Hopefully she knows this. Shouldn't know everything. Oh, the most recent. Okay. 2020. Mm-hmm. Yes. 63,000 GDP per capita. That's not necessarily the average salary, but we'll go with 63,000 on average. I don't think that's right. But I did ask her the right question. I said the average, did I say income or salary? Let me try it again. Alexa, what is the average salary in America? Maybe she knows this. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, she did it again. All right, well, she's sticking with 63. I just don't. That's over $5,000 a month. Who makes that? do you? well, Steve, yeah. I guess it's average. 67. No, I just don't believe 65,000 is average. I won't believe it. I don't believe it. I think it's more in the 40s. I think the average salary in the United States is more like 43, 44. But if 65 is it, because there's so many people on the high end, and that could be 65 could be it because of all the high end wages, because there's so many people now making so much money. Median US salary. Maybe it'll come up different on Google. Now I want to know. Don't you want to know? I want to know. In relation to car sales, I certainly know. The U.S. Census Bureau lists the annual real median personal income at $35,977. Thank you very much. Median personal income is $35,000 in the United States. That is the average. Now, that there are people below. That's the middle. So that's the middle. So median, middle. So that's half. That's where the halfway point is. So half the people are below 35,000. Half the people are above 35,000. But cars are starting at 35,000. So cars are more than the average U.S. salary. Cars. Not high-end luxury cars. Escalades and all that, 70,000, 80,000. I was mind-boggled. Mercedes, 65,000, 75,000, 85,000, $100,000+. The median income in America is $36,000. That's it. Think about that the next time you're looking at prices. That's $3,000 a month, by the way. Or what is that? $750 a week. And what is 40 into 750? Alexa, what is 750 divided by 40? That's what, 20-something amount an hour. $18 an hour is the average American salary. And we know you can't even pay your rent in any city. Alexa, stop. I hate that. You know you can't pay your rent in any city on less than $46 an hour. We did that math last week. That it's $46 an hour to have a two-bedroom apartment in any American city. Only 7% of the cities in America can you get a one-bedroom apartment making $15 or less. So the average salary is $18 an hour. That's the average salary. Because there's a lot of people still paying, getting paid $7.50 an hour, $10 an hour. Can you believe this? We know minimum wage should be somewhere upwards of $30. They're getting $7.50, $10, $12. Maybe some are getting $15. Nope. The median income, $36,000, is $3,000 a month. That's $7.50 a week. That's $18 an hour at 40 hours a week. And if you work that, if you work all of those hours, 40 hours a week, all year long, a manufacturer of an automobile wants 1 year plus of your salary. 52 weeks times 40 is what, 2,080? Is that about right? Did that in my head? So to buy a car in today's world at $18 an hour, it's 2,000 plus hours. I bet you'll never look at a car the same way, will you? Even if you make $40 an hour and the car is $20,000, that's what, 5,000 hours? No, 500 hours. 500 hours. That's 2 months of working to pay for that car. I mean, that's the math of America. This should be a, I should run on an office for office, and it should just be on math. See, we hate math in America, and this is why. The COVID math, if we don't get 30% more of the people vaccinated that are not vaccinated right now, then we, the vaccinated, either cower away from the idiots. And that's what's happening right now. We are cowering in our homes away from the idiots. We have to mask. It's like Idiocracy. We now, the smart people, have to prepare ourselves to go out in the world of the morons. Have you ever in your life heard such preposterousness? The smart, educated, working, upper-class individuals who have all gotten vaccinated, who are all trying to go back to their lives, they can't because the maskless morons are holding them hostage. And the ones with the power and the money and all of that won't take control of the maskless morons. Figure that out. Why are we letting them get away with it? Why are we letting them stomp their foot and scream it's their right? It's not their right if we say it's not. And I know that sounds like Hitler, but that's always the way. Men in 1776 gave us, quote, these rights, unquote, that they deemed unalienable. They weren't gods. They were guys in wigs. If guys in wigs can come up with, quote, the Bill of Rights, well, we can certainly come up with some rights. And I, an American, have a right to not be exposed to a deadly communicable disease because you're too stupid to get a vaccine. You, as an American, do not have the right to knowingly and willingly infect other individuals with a possibly lethal vaccine because you don't want to take the cure. Then you have the right to sit your ass home and stay isolated. We should isolate stupid, not let stupid isolate us. We got to the thrust of the show at the end. Why don't we ever be in control of the stupid? Why do we let today, I'm pulling these, look at the news today and tell me that we're in control of stupid and it's not in control of us. Tell me that stupid is not ruling the day. Okay, because if you look at the headlines today, we'll just take a brief look before we go today. McCarthy threatens to pull GOP members from House because two of the people, Jordan and Banks, that actually probably assisted the president in the coup, Nancy Pelosi doesn't want on the thing investigating it. It's too late. Alabama doctor shares final moments of COVID patients, urges vaccination. Because they all want the vaccine at that point. Give me the vaccine. Republicans think Schumer's test vote on bipartisan infrastructure plan because a falling apart nation is something you shouldn't spend money on, according to Republicans. Oh, and this one. The state's proposed $26 billion opioid settlement to all the big distributors of the drugs. How stupid. So the states over the next 10 years are going to make these multi-billion dollar corporations give up a minuscule amount of their profits. And they're going to funnel that back to cities and counties to help deal with the opioid crisis. What? How is that going to help one person eating pills? Oh, it's going to offer them more services, more, more counseling. When I was eating 10 oxy a day, you weren't getting me to go to counseling. You weren't going to get me to go and do anything except eat more oxy. So how is this going to help that person again? How is this going to help people in chronic pain? How is this $26 billion going to help people have happier lives? Because that is what causes the opiate addiction. They're unhappy. 100% of people hooked on opiates are unhappy, and they started unhappy. Maybe the unhappiness was from pain. Maybe it was from psychological pain. I don't know what it was, but everybody starts an opiate for a reason, and that reason is unhappiness. Either you're unhappy that you're in pain, so you take the pain pill, and then you can't get off it because you like the way it makes you feel. Or you're unhappy psychologically, and you like the way it makes you feel, but whatever, you're unhappy. Happy people don't over-medicate. We've done study after study on this. Happy people drink, booze it up, even do drugs, but they don't get addicted and they don't over-medicate. Only unhappy people become addicts. Unhappy people that are prone to addiction. So how is these settlements going to help those people? They're not. They're not. They're going to provide housing for them? Probably not. Oh, we'll open shelters. Who goes to those? You're going to buy a building with 20, 30 units in it? What are you going to do? What is this money actually going to do? Oh, government programs. Those do nothing. I walk by homeless people all day, every day, and there's tons of government homeless programs. And guess what? They don't do crap for the homeless. Anyone who thinks government programs help the homeless have never been homeless. So, All right, I am Carell. You be who you want to be, so long it doesn't hurt anybody. Thank you for joining me today. I'll be back on Friday. Don't forget to give to the Patreon down below, patreon.com/Willie Carell. Also, don't forget a couple things. The website, williecarell.com, is where you go. It's all redesigned, and you'll love it, so go there. Second of all, subscribe on YouTube. There's almost 2,000 subscribers now. youtube.com/Willie Carell. Hello to Norway, since I'm number 91 yesterday in Norway, my podcast. And on Apple Podcast, we broke the 200. We're in 194. We're the number 194 podcast in news, entertainment, and film interviews for some reason. But hey, I'll take it. So thank you for subscribing. Subscribe at Apple Music and Spotify and wherever you get a podcast. And then, of course, watch the video every day. There's video of the show every day at youtube.com/Willie Carell. And, of course, we say a shout-out to everyone listening on Progressive Voices. A whole lot of you are listening over on SoundCloud or in the Progressive Voices app. Hello to all of you Progressive Voices listeners. Over 1,000, 2,000 of you a day listen to my podcast. In fact, my podcast on Progressive Voices is always the top 10. It's always three of my podcasts. I dominate their top 10 on Progressive Voices. So thank you. All of you SoundCloud listeners and people that listen to the Progressive Voices Network, thank you for making my podcast one of the top trending always from Progressive Voices. Me and Nicole Sandler and a few other people. So thank you. Thank you very much for that. All right. I am Carell. I'll be back on, Friday. God, July is almost gone. Whoa. What a time, right? But I will be back on Friday. So stay tuned. And, of course, all of my social media is reallycarell and reallycarell.com. My name is spelled K-A-R-E-L-F-Y-I, okay? How do you spell it?